Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces fighting the Islamic State in western Mosul have as a key objective to capture a bridge over the Tigris River linking the city's eastern and western sectors. A capture would make it easier to reinforce the assault force with troops and supplies from the east, which was secured in January. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, tells VOA the latest objective, the offensive, is making great progress.
This is going better than expected, but it often happens in a major battle that at some point, particularly if you're besieged and you're under constant air attack, the other side begins to crack. And the other thing is they start thinking seriously about, can they withdraw and fight another day?
The offensive in western Mosul, home to an estimated 750,000 civilians, was launched a week ago. Meantime, thousands are fleeing their homes, and the UN Refugee Agency has said it's focusing its efforts on building new camps to house the displaced. Mosul's capture would end the Islamic State control of a major urban area in Iraqi, a city where is declared a caliphate in 2014. UN peacekeeping mission MINUSCA has carried out airstrikes in the Central African Republic against what he called heavily armed fighters advancing on the city of Bambari. About 40 fighters from the Popular Front for the Renaissance of Central African Republic were said to be armed with assault rifles and rocket-propelled grenades and were preparing an attack. The FPRC has been battling with rival militia. This is VOA News. Former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has published a lengthy open letter to President Donald Trump in which he applauded the American leader for, in his words, truthfully describing the U.S. political system and electoral structure as corrupt. Shamran Akbarzadeh is an Iranian analyst at Australia's Deakin University.
It's actually not a surprise because Ahmadinejad has written to other U.S. presidents in the past. I think he's written to Obama and also to George W. Bush. So he enjoys writing letters. It's somewhat comical that he thinks he can provide advice to President Trump now, but it's not out of character for him.
Referring to him as His Excellency, Ex-Excellency, Mr. Donald John Trump, Ahmadinejad, who left office in 2013, urged the U.S. to end its meddling in the affairs of other nations, which he said leads to war, division, killing, and displacement. And he described the dominance of the U.S. in the United Nations, which he said obstructs its right performance. Ahmadinejad also called for respect to all immigrants in the U.S., including a million Iranian Americans. Syrian forces appear to have made advances on the Islamic State positions as Syrian political talks in Geneva appear to be going nowhere to ending the six-year conflict. Reports indicate government forces advanced into areas held by IS militants in the northwest following the fall of the IS-held al-Bab to the Turkish-backed rebels. Another report indicates that they are pushing toward the eastern IS-held ancient city of Palmyra. And in Geneva, the main opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, is accusing Damascus of stalling and insisting on face-to-face talks. Ingo Matasanam Swifi is with the Day After Syria campaign.
We believe that they are not serious here to engage into serious political discussion, rather than gaining more time and continuing their military strategy on the ground, to translate it later into a political negotiations.
And the head of the Cairo opposition group said while there is diversity within the opposition, it is not fragmented. The fourth round of talks began Thursday. At the 89th Academy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles, Casey Affleck won Best Actor for his role in the film Manchester by the Sea. Best Actress Award went to Emma Stone for La La Land. Best Film, Moonlight. The Syrian war documentary The White Helmets won the Short Documentary Academy Award. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.